February the 14th, 2023. Our Lenten Exploration of Devil Tricks. Introduction to Devil Examination. In today's scripture, we see Jesus befuddled by his disciples' lack of understanding. Do you have eyes but are blind, ears but are deaf? God's Valentine wish for each of us, his beloved, is that we gain his loving vision and ability to hear truth. To help us accomplish this, I will be examining our adversary who constantly and actively works to thwart our embrace of God, the devil. Referencing Father Camillo's book, The Devil You Don't Know, I will do this mostly on the Tuesdays I begin our adorations with within our season of Lent. I hope to open our eyes to the devil's temptations and our ears to Jesus' words of hope and encouragement. Today, let's just clarify who the players are, the devil versus us. Do you know why the number 666 is associated with devil? It is because in biblical numerology, the number 7 symbolizes perfection, while the number 3 symbolizes completeness. So, the number 777 means complete perfection, while the number 666 is complete imperfection. The devil is the perfect imperfection that facelessly moves about seeking to separate each of us from God. This fallen angel, a being of pure intellect and will without a corporal body like we humans, exists to tempt us away from God into its own isolation from God. The devil is our adversary. We are sinners trying to find our way back to God. Although we each sin in our own unique way, we do share 5 sensations the devil seeks to exploit. A sense of being distant from home, misplaced, a sense of inner division, restricted, a sense of inner woundedness, broken, a sense of burden, weighed down, and a sense of longing, out of touch. Misplaced, restricted, broken, weighed down, out of touch. This is what being a sinner feels like. To this sensation, we feel Jesus sends this Valentine. I love you. I want you. I claim you as my own. Don't let the devil trick you into believing you are not mine or that I don't want you. I died for you. Be mine. Saint Bernadette, pray for us.